The attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have each and every day as we face the issues. It is always our prayer that you'll be educated, informed, inspired, challenged with the issues that we discuss each day. We're talking about today a kind of a blanket subject or an issue. Moving forward, looking back. Perhaps you say, what does that mean? Someone used the term, and I've picked up on it, moving forward, looking in the rearview mirror. And I'm just saying moving forward, looking back. And we can look back very just in the very recent years and understand exactly what has taken place. Ladies and gentlemen, have you wondered just what has caused such an upheaval in America, in the woke society today? Have you ever wondered what's causing that? It's because, let's just do a little backwards look, and then we'll move forward. Under the Barack Hussein Obama illegal presidency, Obama administration, and then the auto-pen Sleepy Joe Biden administration, there was an unseen move to fundamentally change America. Perhaps you remember in the stumping speeches of Obama, and he was running for presidency, he said that you're like me and I will fundamentally change America. I think most Americans just kind of winked at that. Most Americans looked at it and thought, well, he's going to change a few things. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, through the Barack Hussein Obama fundamentally changing America modus operandi, and through the fact that Joe Biden was the Sleepy Joe puppet and Barack Hussein Obama was the puppeteer, Obama had his third term through Sleepy Joe auto-pen Biden. And we witnessed in the past several years the declension of morals, ethics, and values in America as never before. We witness changes that it seems today, as Trump is trying to put the pieces of the puzzle back in proper order, it seems that the nation's so-called leadership in the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, they're coming totally unglued. They simply are going to start raving crazy because of the things that Trump is doing. I'm just looking at a bunch of headlines. Trump executive order takes aim at cashless bail, looking at item after item after item. It will stun you, Stephen Miller said. A massive scandal in D.C. Crime stats were covering the crime stats up by calling, when they'd write up a murder report, they'd call it a traffic accident. Look at another headline. Trump fires Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. Another headline, California provides $73.6 million for the anti-deportation group, including protesters. Then another headline, Transformation Church pastor Todd gets backlash for wearing feminine attire in the pulpit. We're going to talk about that along with some current issues with what has taken place with Cracker Barrel. I thought I'd finished with that pretty much on a previous broadcast. But ladies and gentlemen, the deeper you dig, the more mud you find. And the more slime that comes out of the pit, that you realize what has been taking place, festering behind the scenes with Cracker Barrel, and has just now come to the surface. Of course, all of the Marxist media, all of the headlines, all of the interviews, and even with Fox News, they have yet, listen, ladies and gentlemen, the media has yet to present to the public the real issue behind the screaming and crying of the general public with Cracker Barrel. The media, the Marxist media, including Fox News, lying to us about the reason that Cracker Barrel has lost about $100 million in stock shares, while the stock's gone from about $180 a share to about $49 to $50 a share. The media's not telling the general public the real reason behind that. We're going to talk about that today, along with some of the things that Trump has done that's brought about the hair on fire screaming that Trump is a dictator and that he's going to destroy our, what are they calling it? Democracy. Ladies and gentlemen, America's not a democracy. We're rapidly devolving to a democracy. A democracy is where mob rules. We're a constitutional republic with a representative form of government. We're a capitalistic system, not a socialist Marxist system that's now being rapidly pushed by the Democrats in Washington. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's where we're going today. And in just a few moments after the monologue, we're going to open our telephone lines and invite you to call in. Jot the number down lest you forget to do so. 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. That's the telephone number. We'll invite you to call shortly as we open our telephone lines. Love to hear from you today about some of these very serious issues that we're faced with. And let me remind you, as we face the issues, we always do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, the truth book. So perhaps you would ask the question, what causes society to do what we're doing today, what is taking place today? What causes society to embrace the LGBTQ sodomite agenda? What would cause the woke society today to continue to teach our kids and sexualize our kids and weaponize our kids in the public school system? What would cause our society today to default to the DEI program of engaging people and hiring people? I'm looking at Mark's Gospel, the 7th chapter, and it says this. I'm going to break into a large unit of thought. And he said, that which cometh out of man, defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. I think that's the underlying factor. Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful and wicked. Who can know it? And we're witnessing the deceitful heart at work in high places in our nation today. And when Trump comes in and tries to clarify some things, make some things right, all of a sudden he's wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, John 8:31-32, but the Lord Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and he says this, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth shall make you free. Then Jesus declares in John 14:6, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, we have a declaratory statement about the word of God. John 17:17 says, thy word is truth. Psalms 117:2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. Perhaps you say, how long is forever? It's forever. Unending. George Orwell, the secularist, ladies and gentlemen, said, made a profound statement in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And ladies and gentlemen, if you've never been confronted with that issue, you've not been out in the society very much. You can speak the truth about morals and ethics and values and theological and biblical subjects. You can speak the truth about what's happening in Washington, the real culprits, the real danger, the desperate need in Washington, what's caused it, what's promulgated it. And you will find every time you take a stand for truth, you'll find those that want to confront truth and deny it. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made this statement. He warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. This, in part, is what he said. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. Ladies and gentlemen, may I put a little parenthetical young blood footnote to DeMint's statement. As we see the churches imploding, as we see the churches becoming more and more empty, as we witness the churches closing across America, we're witnessing the demonic delusion that fills that vacancy in the cities and the states and the nation and the hearts and the lives of human beings. Demonic influence, ladies and gentlemen, causes multitudes to deny absolute truth. In fact, according to the latest survey, 55% of the millennials say that each person determines their own version of truth, and they reject anything that's called absolute truth. But I'm concerned because this one article, listen, Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. America's institutions are suffering from a collapse in public support. Among the institutions worst affected are government, the press, and education. And he goes on to talk about in academia that truth is relative, that there's no, that there is a matter of individual perception, a culture and mores, and not absolute truth. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. When's the last time you defended truth? When's the last time you took a stand on truth, regardless of what the enemy was saying or screaming or challenging you on? When's the last time you took a stand for truth? That's a challenge today and each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Tools for Time has a full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Perhaps you say, how do I find this place? Tools for Time. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. And ladies and gentlemen, atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag, 24-7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it's open for a subject that you'd like to speak on. If you'd like to ask questions about what Donald Trump is doing in office, whether or not he's doing the right thing, did he make the right decision when he fired one of the reserve governors? The Federal Reserve's got seven governors. Lisa Cook had been openly, adamantly opposed to President Trump and his pushing of Jerome Powell, asking for an interest rate reduction. Did Trump make the right decision? Should Trump fire those in all of the offices and every department of government if they stand against what he's trying to do and trying to make America right again? He calls it great again. I'm calling it make America right again. Ladies and gentlemen, we're concerned today with where we stand on morals, ethics, and values and what we need to do as citizens to make those corrections. Just a few more moments on an elongated monologue today, and then we'll open our telephone lines. But ladies and gentlemen, as we recall, as I stated earlier, Barack Obama talking about fundamentally changing America. Very subtly, methodically, America has changed. I'm going to make a dogmatic statement. It's been subtle. It's been methodical that America has changed. America is not the America that I grew up in. America is not the same America that you grew up in. America is not the same America that you went to school. You learned the three R's, reading, writing, arithmetic, as it used to be called. In our schools in the yesteryear, we could pledge allegiance to the flag each morning. The teacher would stand and read scripture for us. We would have scripture reading, a Bible discussion, and then prayer and pledge to the flag. Those days are gone. And I believe it's as a result of those days being out of the societal eye today, and the statement that you can't do those things anymore because it's against the Constitution. I believe that's one of the major things that's undermining, tearing down, and destroying the foundation of our nation. But ladies and gentlemen, under the Barack Obama and Joe Biden administration, America had the full censorship of all that was said. All that we posted on social media, everything that we put on social media, if they did not like it, it was absolutely barred from the view and was not. In fact, many people went to what they call a Facebook jail if they posted things. I can recall in the heyday of the censorship, and I received 150 to 300 emails a day, multitudes of them, news articles that I have subscribed to glean from the news on a global basis. And I would send forward those to some of our boys or some of the friends and others that I thought would be interested. You'd be surprised. About 8 out of 10 would be considered controversial issues. And about 6 out of 10 of those would be canceled, would not be forwarded, would not allow me to send them. That was total 100% censorship. Censorship on freedom of speech. And ladies and gentlemen, just as a little side issue, we're facing that even today, even while Trump is trying to bring in the change the modus operandi governmental offices, we've still got some states in our nation today that still wants to censor. I read this but did not discuss it on a previous broadcast. Mass surveillance only getting worse. New pushback against explosion of license plate reading readers nationwide. It threatens people's privacy. It threatens our security. It threatens our freedom and our movement by creating an atmosphere where everyone knows they're being watched and tracked everywhere that we go hitting the road. License plate readers technology was around long before artificial intelligence, but critics warn that it provides a foreshadowing of some of the dangers that could be coming. And he goes on to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, the Fourth Amendment problems with its being unregulated mass surveillance. Now, most of us have not considered the fact that if you go down the highway, you speed across the expressways, that the license plate readers are not just clicking a picture of your license. It's being fed into a system with the algorithm, and it's being fed into the system who you are, where you live, where you're going, and then tracking you across the nation or around the state. That's surveillance. That's against our Constitution, the Fourth Amendment in particular. Ladies and gentlemen, this article reads, the campaign called Plate Private Project will be combined, is combined in the litigation that is against this taking place. Unlike red light cameras, a speed camera that are triggered by specific violations, the camera photographs every vehicle that drives by and can use artificial intelligence to create a total profile of identifying information that gets stored in massive databanks. Once that happens, officials can reach the database for any vehicle they wish, and without any warrant, can track you, trace you, and follow you. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the decline of our constitutional remedies and the Bill of Rights in particular. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's a fact that President Trump is on the right track, but it's also a fact that simultaneous with what Trump is doing, we need to look back and see where we've been and recognize where we're going. Another thing, ladies and gentlemen, our schools changed dramatically. I touched on that briefly in the previous portion of the monologue. Students were no longer taught academics. They were being sexually brainwashed. They were being weaponized as students in the schools. In fact, there's still residuum of that today. Here's a headline, two boys filmed by a girl in this boy's school locker room. The school punished the boys. Let me read that again. Two boys filmed by, that's videotaping, by a girl in the boys' restroom. The school punished the boys. A female student identifying as a male reportedly began frequenting the boys' locker room, Lowndes County Public School. That's up in the wonderful, safe state of Virginia. Stonebridge High School over the past year. She was able to do so because of policy 8040. This policy, which was approved by the school board a few months after the male student wearing a skirt raped a female student in the same high school girls' restroom. It requires schools to allow students to use the facility that corresponds with their consistently asserted gender identity. And this so-called girl, a trans, if you will, a person that was literally dressed as a boy, acting as a boy, but was really a female, following a gym class at Stonebridge High School, the girl pretended to be a boy, once took advantage of the policy by this time videotaping three boys in the locker room who were discussing their discomfort over her presence. And as a result of the boys reporting that, complaining about that, they were suspended. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about moving forward as we look back. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood, you're dead on point. And I'm going to tell you, Obama, Clinton, they need to be arrested. They're just going to have a spanking on their wrist, probably. But they need to be arrested and not put in jail, but put under prison. And it's sad, because I remember you saying about, because I'm less than 100 years old, he was saying about it's going to be a new change or something like that in America. And he sure did, because Crazy Joe, when he opened these borders up, and I think I saw a report where it was murders in D.C., and they said it was accidents. Am I right or wrong?
You're right, Kenneth. In fact, I'm glad you touched on that. It's one of the things that now, as a result of the deep dive of what is taking place, I'm looking at a headline that says, "It will stun you." Stephen Miller says, "Massive scandal in D.C. crime stats as murders were reported as accidents." It's a literal statement that President Trump has fired 700,000 people. That he has freed 700,000 people in the city who were living under the rule of criminal thugs. And it goes on in a massive article talking about how the police department, the brass in the police department, the upper level in the police department, they were changing the records. If there's a murder, they'd write it up as an accident. Not as a murder, not as a shooting, but simply as an accident. So this is the reason Mayor Bowser in D.C. is saying, I don't know why Trump's here. I don't know why the National Guard's here. I don't know why they're arresting so many people, because our crime rate's down. It was down based on the political woke approach in calculating crime in D.C. So let me ask you a question, Kenneth, and then it will invite others to join in the discussion.
Yes, sir. Do you
think that it is appropriate and proper, beneficial, or necessary for Trump to go into not just D.C., but go into Chicago or New York or other cities across America that's doing the same thing that D.C. is doing? Is it good, bad, or should he just back off and leave it alone?
I tell you what, I'm like Tony the Tiger. It's great. It is great that you're going to do this.
I am thankful.
I know the governor of Illinois talking about, you ain't coming in here. No. This is the president of the United States. If he see a problem, he take care of it. And thank God for him. Thank God for our governor.
Absolutely, I'm thankful for it. And J.D. Pritzker is the governor of Illinois, and he wants to stand before the camera and brag about the fact that he can't come to his state, he can't come to Chicago. In fact, the mayor in Chicago brags about the fact that Trump is not coming to his city, because after all, there's no crime in his city. But yet they've interviewed several.
Yes.
In fact, the media has interviewed several people from I don't know what side of Chicago, south side, east side, west side. Illinois. I don't know which side of the city, but they've interviewed them, said it is nothing. One lady said that she couldn't even drive in the area. If she did, she'd be afraid she'd get shot while driving in the car. She said if she parked her car, she'd come back and the car is gone, et cetera. And yet they're saying there's no crime in Chicago. I'm thankful for the president and what he's doing, and it is my prayer that God will continue to give him wisdom and strength, tenacity, and protection to keep doing what he's doing to deliver our nation what Obama had done and what Biden had done is now being unraveled and put back in place, and it's looking like Trump is doing something, as the old cliche used to be, some saying he's like a bull in a china shop, or like a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs, one or the other with what he's doing, but he's setting things right. He's putting the table back in place, and so I'm thankful for it, Kenneth, and thank you so much for your call and your comments today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. In this article that I just spoke of, where Stephen Miller, the chief advisor for Trump, says massive scandal in D.C. Crime stats as murder were reported as accidents. We've uncovered, or in the process of uncovering, a massive scandal in D.C. with the doctoring of crime stats and the, I call it cooking the books, the doctrine of crime stats, and the Department of Justice under the Attorney General is leading an effort to uncover this, Miller said in the Oval Office. But when we ultimately share the results, it will stun you to the extent to which, even though D.C. had the worst crime in America, honestly measured, it dramatically understated how bad it really is. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about looking forward by looking back, moving forward by looking back. We need to look back as to where America had declined to and what President Trump is attempting to do, and recognize what is really taking place. I'm looking at an article from Jay Sekulow, American Center for Law and Justice. Back to school season brings a harsh reminder. Our kids are walking into ideological minefields. The 7-hour-a-day captive audience and DEI-driven curricula make public schools a ripe environment for the radical left to control the hallways. The public schools are the left's propaganda pipeline to indoctrinate kids and sideline parents. Even arranging secret abortions, pushing explicit content on schools, on kids, and crushing anyone who resists. They'll even destroy a teacher's career just for expressing her faith. This is calculated, dangerous, and happening right now. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, these things were happening, but it wasn't as evident as it is now. As you see, light trying to shine in on darkness, you find the greater depth of darkness. And the Bible says that for Christians, Jesus speaking, ye are the light of the world. You're the salt of the earth. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line with all that I say and we talk about today, we need to, as Christians, speak up, stand up, be prayed up, and not be afraid to stand for truth as salt and light. That's our responsibility as Christians today. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that is needed in America is this. It was Franklin Graham's statement, headline, "We Need Prayer, A Return to Respect, Responsibility, and Reverence in Our Schools." This, in part, is what he said. Respect for authority, for other people and the property. Responsibility for our personal actions and their consequences. Reverence to Almighty God for what He has done. We said the Pledge of Allegiance, learned about the Ten Commandments, and prayed as part of our school day in yesteryear. For our nation's birth onward, respect, responsibility, and reverence had been the foundation stones in our society and in the upbringing of American children. Today, however, it seems that those three time-tested R's are often being extinguished or left out completely for rebellion against establishment norms and decency. A redefining of the most fundamental truths and a cultural reject of anyone who takes a stand for traditional moral values. So what are those who care for the education and well-being of our children in the country? It goes on to talk about, and I've used this statement many times, Psalms 11:3, if our foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So that's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. What we need to recognize is so vital and so needed today in our nation. And President Trump is bringing that to the forefront by going back and correcting what the Biden administration and Obama administration had done in trying to destroy the fundamental foundation of morals, ethics, and values in our nation as United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, as Christians, We need to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. Need to be salt and light. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we'll continue as we face the issues. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park.